WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something truly powerful. The power of gratitude in a world that often feels obsessed with more, better, faster. Ever scrolled through social media and felt a twinge of envy? Or maybe even a little bit of emptiness? You know that feeling when everyone else seems to be living their best life, while you're stuck scrolling through filtered photos and carefully curated captions? Well, here's the thing. Gratitude is like a superpower. It can shift your entire perspective, turning those moments of comparison into fuel for appreciation. Think about it. In a world constantly bombarded with notifications, likes, and the never-ending pursuit of more, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But gratitude? That's about focusing on the good stuff, the little things that often get overlooked in the digital noise. So, what are some practical ways to cultivate gratitude in this crazy digital world? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can actually make a difference. 1. Mindful moments. Ever find yourself scrolling through Instagram for hours on end? It's easy to get lost in the vortex. But what if you intentionally took a few minutes each day to savor something real? Take a walk in nature and pay attention to the birdsong, the rustling leaves, the warmth of the sun on your skin. Notice the taste of your coffee, the smell of freshly baked bread, or the laughter of your loved ones. 2. Gratitude journal. This is one of my personal favorites. Grab a notebook and each day, jot down 3 things you're genuinely grateful for. It doesn't have to be anything grand. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a funny conversation, or even just a good night's sleep. Writing it down helps you process and appreciate those little wins. 3. Digital detox days. We all need a break from the constant stimulation of social media. Try designating 1 day a week as a digital detox day. Put your phone away, unplug from the internet, and reconnect with real life. Spend time reading, catching up with friends, or simply enjoying some quiet time. 4. Express your thanks. Don't just keep gratitude bottled up inside. Share it. Tell someone you appreciate them. Send a thank you note, or even leave a positive review for a business that impressed you. Spreading kindness and gratitude is contagious. 5. Shift your perspective. This one takes a little practice. When you catch yourself comparing your life to others online, consciously remind yourself of all the amazing things in your own life. You're unique, capable, and worthy of love and happiness. Focus on building your own path instead of striving to keep up with someone else's highlight reel. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's scrolling through Instagram late at night, comparing her life to everyone else's seemingly perfect vacations, fancy dinners, and effortlessly stylish outfits. It starts to chip away at her confidence, leaving her feeling inadequate and uninspired. But then she decides to try something different. She sets aside 15 minutes each day to write down 3 things she's grateful for. Maybe a delicious home-cooked meal, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just the sunshine streaming through her window. And guess what? It starts to shift her perspective. She realizes how much good there already is in her life, and she begins to focus on creating more of it, instead of constantly comparing herself to others. So, remember this. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about acknowledging them while still finding the beauty and goodness in every day. It's a muscle that gets stronger with practice, and the more you cultivate it, the happier and more fulfilled you'll become. You've got this. Go out there and start practicing gratitude. Your heart, mind, and soul will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for right now? Share them in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's spread some positivity together. Join me again tomorrow for another episode of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Until then, stay grounded, stay connected, and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.